Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are talking this week about this this idea of anger, right? And I want to read from Psalm 145 today, and talking about how the Lord does get angry over sin. He has an opposition, right? A determined opposition to sin, and yet it is in His very nature, as we're going to read, to be slow to anger, that He delights to show mercy and compassion. Yes, God hates evil, as He should. He couldn't be a loving God, right, while still shrugging His shoulders at all the evil and brokenness that we see inside the world and inside of ourselves. But He delights to show mercy and compassion. It says this in Psalm 145, "I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness." And then it says this, verse 8 and 9, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made." Verse 8 is an oft-repeated statement or description about the Lord. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. I want to ask you to just take a moment and think about a time in your life, or maybe multiple times in your life, or maybe it's just the general sort of theme of your life, about God's patience with you personally. Take a moment and think about a particular instance or example or moment where you say, man, I sinned. I really messed up here. And the Lord showed such patience toward me. I think about parenting. A lot of moments that I wish I could have back, right? My kids are still pretty young, right? 8, almost 7, almost 5, and almost 2. And yet already there's a lot of moments I look back at and I just say, I'm just not proud of that moment. Or I failed in that moment. Or I sinned in that moment. And God has been so patient with me and kind to me. Even though what I did was wrong, there's forgiveness in and through Jesus. And God is faithful to correct me, to discipline me as a son that He loves. Maybe you're thinking about your whole life and just saying, man, the Lord has just been patient. I ran from Him. I didn't want anything to do with Him. And yet He drew me. And He brought me into His family, adopted me. Was just so patient with me, continues to show me that patience. And then I want to, as you think about that, and you take a second just to say, thank you, Lord, and we're going to pray about that here in a moment. Now take a moment and think about, how could your anger be shaped differently because of the way God, the way He is patient in His anger toward you? Think about your the way you express your anger toward your spouse, toward your kids, toward your coworkers, toward people on social media. Is it quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry? Is it slow to anger and delighting to show mercy to people? Or is it quick to anger? Easily angered, quickly frustrated. And maybe take a moment, as we're going to pray here in a moment, to say, Lord, forgive me and help me to be different in this area. Help me, Lord. You are slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You're good to all. You delight to show mercy and compassion. Help me, Father, shape my heart that same way. There's a time to be righteously angry. That's a real thing. But Father, help me in my anger not to sin. And Father, help me to be slow to anger, the way you are slow to anger with me, patient toward others, the way that you are patient with me. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your unfathomable patience with us, God. Thank you that this is part of who you are, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, gracious and merciful. I think about Jesus, your words, right? Come to me, all who are weak and weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You invite us, Father, to come to you. Jesus, you invite us to come to you, and that you've got this merciful and compassionate heart. Father, we thank you for that. And Lord, we also ask forgiveness for when we do not display that same heart towards others. God, when we are so often quick to anger, I admit that, Father, sometimes too quick to anger, too quick to vent that. And Father, we ask that you'd grow us in patience, in gentleness, in self-control, and the ability, Father, even when rightfully angry, to express that in a godly way. God, we ask it in Jesus' name, trusting that you, Father, you will help us by the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask it. Amen. And amen. Take some time now, if you need to, just to pray and to reflect.